You can feel it. You know something's not right. Not sure exactly what it is. But just look around. The uprisings. The bankruptcies. Where did all the money go? America. It's no longer a country of freedom.
There was going to be an event, and out of that event, we were going to invade Afghanistan, we were going to invade Iraq, and make it all part of the New World Order, and sure enough, later 9/11 happened, and there's going to be this war on terror, on which there's no real enemy, and the whole thing is a giant hoax, you know, but it's a way for the government to take over the American people. Look, this whole war on terror is a fraud. It's a farce. It's very difficult to say it out loud because people are intimidated against saying it. Because if you say it, they want to make you into a nutcase. The truth has to come out. That's why I'm doing this interview.
The Bush administration's open borders policy and its decision to ignore the enforcement of this country's immigration laws is part of a broader agenda. President Bush signed a formal agreement that will end the United States as we know it. And he took the step without approval from either the U.S. Congress or the people of the United States.
It's a deal that few have even heard of.
It's being done again by very few people at the very top on behalf of the investment class, but the working class of people, political officials across our country from communities, they don't know anything about this.
Dining over Thanksgiving and maybe watching some football games, big government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. Senator Lindsey Graham, who supports this bill, says, quote, "The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not."
Tomorrow, a bill allowing the American military to imprison American citizens indefinitely without charge or trial.
Congress is essentially authorizing the indefinite imprisonment of American citizens without charge or trial.
Charles Dyer, I'm an Oath Keeper. I'm the 1st Light Armored Reconnaissance Battalion out of Camp Pendleton, California. I can't imagine that we're living in the times where I have to worry about having to confiscate the weapons from the American people. Is that freedom? It's absolutely not freedom. Did I have to worry that we're going to quarantine a city for the purposes of keeping them there hostage, like Katrina? Absolutely not. That's not freedom in any way that you can think of it. I'm almost speechless whenever I try to talk about this because I can't imagine that we're living in this kind of time. It really bothers me. Absolutely.
We need a painted picture of what is happening in this country. Let's recognize how history repeats itself. In February 1933, Hitler staged a false flag attack, burning down his own German parliament building, the Reichstag, and blamed it on communists. In the next few weeks, he passed the Enabling Act, which completely eradicated the German constitution, destroying people's liberties. He then led a series of preemptive wars, all justified to the German people as necessary to maintaining homeland security. It's time to wake up.
Welcome back to third episode of New World Out of Order. This episode is going to be on 9/11, the Pentagon attack. Last episode we did 9/11 World Trade Center Building 7. Like I said, we'll do a 9/11 World Trade Centers 1 and 2 episode as well. And this one on the Pentagon, of course, everybody knows Pentagon was hit by something. The official story is American Airlines Flight 77, 757 commercial jet, hit the Pentagon on the first floor and did a considerable amount of damage to it. But there's a lot of evidence out there that says otherwise. Of course, there's nobody doubting that something hit the Pentagon and did a lot of damage. They are questioning what hit the Pentagon. There is a lot of very, very hard evidence that disagrees with the government story. We're going to concentrate just mainly on two items here. One area is the video coverage of that part of the Pentagon. There was approximately 85 cameras that were shooting that side of the Pentagon that day. The majority of those were Pentagon cameras. Other ones were cameras at some local motels that would have seen that side of the building, also the Citgo station. And the funny thing about that is those videos have never been released. They won't release them. The other part is an investigation that was done that resulted in a movie. And the movie is on my website, nwo3.com/blog. nwo3.com/blog. You can watch it there. Or it's on YouTube. The name of this movie is National Security Alert, 9/11 Pentagon Attack. Now, this was conducted by a citizens investigation team. And what the whole premise of this investigation is the flight path. We've got two flight paths here. We have the official government flight path
that brings it south of the Navy Annex
and brings it right down through the area that where the light poles were knocked down, supposedly knocked down by the aircraft, and on into the Pentagon. And of course, the damage path in the Pentagon agrees 100% with this government supplied flight path. We also have another flight path provided by 13 eyewitnesses that day. They swear to it that the government's flight path was not the plane that they saw. And of course, they weren't given in this investigation. They didn't say, hey, well, the government says it was over here, and where do you say it was? They don't say that. They just say, hey, guys, we just want to talk to you, find out what you saw. These eyewitnesses were also interviewed shortly after 9/11 by, I'm going to say, government officials, for lack of a better word. Now, these interviews that were conducted back then are located in the Library of Congress. The Citizens Investigation Team accessed those interviews and then, of course, compared them to the interviews that they did. Now, the interviews that the Citizens Investigation Team conducted were conducted from 2005 through 2008, roughly. The critical thing here, what really matters, is do the stories match up? And they do. All the witnesses were saying the same thing in 2008, as they said, shortly after 9/11 occurred. The movie is very good. You really need to watch this. And like I say, hopefully this podcast is reaching, the majority of people that it's reaching is people that are not skeptical, that do not question 9/11, because that's what we're trying to do, is trying to show you the reasons that there's so many people out here, so many people that's been exposed to this information and are using common sense, and they're going like, wow, something's not right. That's what this is about. Watch these videos, read my little article here on my website, start looking into this for yourself. Don't form your opinion on what I say or what the government says. Go form your own opinion. I believe you'll be very, very surprised at all the information that's out there that you have never heard of. So it's a good movie. I think you'll definitely enjoy it. It's entertaining because it gives you a perspective, a story that you've never heard before. It's pretty hard to dispute all of these people, all of these separate witnesses. And these witnesses don't know each other. Now, what's interesting also is that one of the witnesses that they talked to was the cab driver. There was a cab that was hit by one of the light poles that was hit supposedly by the aircraft. as it was coming into the Pentagon. There were five light poles that were knocked down. You know, these are the roadside light poles. The cab was hit by one of these light poles as it was crossing a bridge, just an overpass. And it was right there on the property border of the Pentagon. If you remember on that day, some of the news coverage, they actually did show this. They showed the cab sitting there with a big hole in the windshield and light pole laying on the ground. So Citizen Investigation Team got a hold of this guy, the cab driver, and interviewed him. This is the one that you need to watch. This guy was very cooperative. He was answering the questions. Fortunately for us, is that when they were preparing to do an interview, and I believe this interview was at his house, they had the mic on him and everything, and they were, I guess, adjusting levels or whatever, but he didn't realize that the mic was on and they were recording because they weren't actually doing the interview yet. And so he was talking. He started talking about a guy that lived near him had come up on the bridge with a camera and was taking pictures. Those pictures are provided. You can see these pictures. But of course, when the official interview starts, they start telling him, okay, you were up here on this bridge right here. And he changes his story. He said, no, I was not on that bridge. That's not where my car was. And of course, they have the pictures to prove it. And it's just indisputable he was on that bridge. And that bridge is where the light pole fell. There's no one even contesting the story as to where the cab was located when it was hit, except for him all of a sudden now. In a previous interview in the same movie, he had acknowledged that he was on the bridge. Now he was saying, no, I was not on the bridge. The reason that he was saying this is he had since been made aware of the eyewitness flight path of the plane was further south than the actual location of the light poles. He was lying. He was definitely lying. Now it gets even better because later on in the interview, there again, he didn't think that the mics were on. They were riding in the car. They had been interviewing him. He was sitting in the front seat, and the guy in the back seat had the camera and, I guess, the controls for the mic. So the cab driver didn't realize he was still being filmed, didn't realize that the mics were still on. They had already trapped him in his lie, and they were trying to just make sense out of it because what he was lying about just wasn't making any sense, and there was no reason to even lie about that. And he came out and said, he turned to the guys, he goes, guys, this is bigger than me. I didn't want any part of this, and I don't want any part of this. This is what I was supposed to say. This is bigger than all of us. You need to watch this video. Name of the video, National Security Alert, 9/11 Pentagon Attack. It's on YouTube. It's on my website. You need to watch this. You really, really need to watch this. Also, some of the other eyewitnesses were talking about the actual flight path. And once you see this, you'll realize that there's the actual flight path is provided here. And there's really not any question here. The official government flight path, it didn't happen. And it's proven here that didn't happen. Now, the light poles were down. There was only one light pole that was readily visible. One down light pole that was readily visible, and that was the one that hit the cab. The other ones were laying like behind guardrails or up on a hillside of a overpass. Ones that you could see if you would look up there. Those light poles could have been placed there, and I'm not saying they were, but they could have been placed there. The only light pole that people did definitely see could not have been placed there before was the light pole that hit the cab. Now, the cab, they show this cab, and this cab was hit, and the light pole went through the windshield into the back seat. And the cab driver describes how him and another man who had came up to help him pulled the light pole out. Well, if you look at the pictures of the cab, there's no damage whatsoever to the hood. There's no scratches or anything. How do you get this heavy light pole? How does this heavy light pole hit the car and not end up contacting the hood whatsoever? And then also, when you're pulling the light pole out of the car, it's a heavy light pole. How is it not going to drag along the top of the car? It's just very suspicious. You know, can it absolutely happen? Sure it can. Most likely wouldn't. It's very suspicious. Now, this cab driver still has the cab. The Citizens Investigation Team went to a piece of property this man owns, and he has a barn or shed out there, and he still has the cab covered up under a tarp. So they went out there and looked at it and confirmed that the whole windshield is out now, versus back on 9/11, there was a great big hole that was punched through the windshield. Now, as the cab sits, the whole windshield is knocked out. But the cab still sits there, and you still see the hood. There are no dents in the hood. There's no scratches in the hood. A little bit suspicious. But like I said, the main thing is the cab driver essentially tells us, I was told to say this. I didn't want to participate in this. It's bigger than I know it is. It's bigger than I knew it was. So he pretty much came out and told us that, hey, somebody put him up to this. It's interesting. Go see for yourself. Don't believe a word I say. Just trust me. The video exists. Go out there and watch it and make up your own mind. You've got to promise me this. This is a promise that everybody has to make. If you go out there and watch that video and you sit here and say, that's suspicious. That is. Not saying that you believe everything that you're seeing or hearing, but if you're sitting here saying, hey, that is suspicious, something's not right here, don't stop. That's your promise I need you to make. Start looking into whatever is suspicious in that video that you go look into it. Look into it. You can find information out there. There's a ton of information. The biggest websites to go to, and some of the ones that contributed to this Citizens Investigation Team video here, was Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. They're probably the de facto official 9/11 Truthers website. They're like the leaders. It's like 2,000 architects and engineers that have signed on and said, hey, this is we need another investigation. And please understand, the government likes to pass a lot of disinformation out about the 9/11 truthers. All the 9/11 truthers are asking for, and that's the professional ones, and that's the only ones that I'm really going to be referencing you to. All they're asking for is an investigation. They're not saying, hey, the government did this, or George Bush did this, or they're not saying that. They're not even speculating on that. They're saying, we just want an investigation. But when it comes right down to it, Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, they have pretty much already done the investigation. If you go out there and look at what they've done, the evidence they have, the test, the analysis, it's going to open your eyes up here. And there again, you need to, one of the worst things that people do, and I was guilty of it as well, and I just had to make a conscious effort to stop doing this, and that is, when you go out here and you find this shocking information, it seems very, very credible, then the first thing you're going to say is, man, I can't believe our government would do anything like this. I mean, why would they do that? I mean, for what reason? They wouldn't have a reason to do this, to kill 3,000 people. Don't do that. Go look into it more. Go find other evidence that refutes the official story. And once you're convinced that, hey, this didn't happen the way they said it happened, then change your investigation into looking for a motive. You're not going to have a hard time finding the motives. They're out there. Don't get your head all clouded up with all this stuff, and don't just discount it and say, well, our government couldn't have done this. They just would not have done this to us. Yeah, don't do that to yourself yet. Check it out. Look into it. There again, the key phrase in all of this stuff in the reality of the world is common sense. Use common sense, people. If it looks suspicious, smells suspicious, check it out. Question it. Question it. Do not, we were never supposed to rely on our government officials to blindly make decisions for us and make laws and stuff for us. Not at all. But over time, we've gotten that way. And probably every modern civilization does that. But we have to learn we can't do that anymore. We have to always question our government. I'm going to jump back to the videos now. The other main item we wanted to talk about here, there was approximately 85 video cameras shooting that side of the Pentagon that day. Now, the FBI confiscated all these videos, and that seems normal. It's like, okay, that's expected. They're going to go out there and confiscate the videos because this is evidence. Well, and that's right. Well, they've never released, and they've refused to release any of the videos. They have released 5 non-consecutive frames from some frames from actually two cameras located very close together. One was a guard shack at one of the entrances to the Pentagon, at the lift gate, at the arm gate. They had five non-consecutive frames that they released there. It's the ones that most everybody's seen. You know, you see a kind of like some kind of a little blur in one frame, and then the next frame there's already fireball coming out of the Pentagon. So it's curious because they're releasing five non-consecutive frames. Well, why don't you just release all those frames? Don't make it non, make it consecutive. Let's see it. And the other video that they released non-consecutive frames from was taking, it couldn't be more than 20 or 30 feet away down the driveway, and because it essentially shows exactly the same view. But so we've got 85 total cameras out here, and they say that they will not release them in the name of national security. Well, people, I don't know about you, but videos taken of the outside of the Pentagon, I can't imagine would be of such great value to national security that they couldn't release it on any given day. Now, on the day of the 9/11 attack, something that's been unprecedented, as time goes by, the questions continue to arise and rise, and these videos could answer the questions. Just watch the videos. Release the videos. Let's see the plane hit it. Show us the plane hitting it. You've got to use common sense here. You know, retaining all of those videos for reasons of national security, it's on the outside of the Pentagon. No, I don't think so. The common sense says no. If the plane hit it, let's see it. You've got 85 cameras that potentially filmed this plane hitting it. And of course, the cameras that were actually the furthest away were probably going to have the better shots. They had the larger field of view, primarily because of the frame rates of the cameras and the speed of the aircraft, or the speed of the object. If you didn't know that about these video cameras, that again has to raise some suspicion with you. Please go look at it. Please go out there and look into it. All we're asking for is an investigation. No speculation going on here. Some of the later podcasts we're going to get into, we are going to talk about some things that are going to be motives. We discussed a little bit last time. That was the project for New American Century, and that was the plan that was put together. I hope you guys went out there and looked that up. It's not a long read. It's going to be kind of shocking to you. The way that I do it is when I find things like that, big critical report such as Project for New American Century, what you're going to do is you're going to, you know, read it, create an opinion off of what you read, and then you're going to look at who wrote it and go look into who wrote it. Who are these people? What do they do? What have they done? Who are they associated with? Look into these people. Because if you're thinking, by reading it, you might be thinking, you might form an opinion in one area that you really just can't prove. It's you're just forming an opinion there. But you go out and you find out who these people are, what they've done in the past, what they are continuing to do, who they associate with. Anyway, there's just tons and tons and tons of information out there that you're just going to be amazed about. And I'm not talking about the disinformation stuff. There's a ton of that as well. There's a ton of just, I think it's probably disinformation, but it's just people who don't really even care about the real facts. You know, they're just repeating what anybody else says, and they don't really have any idea if it's true or not. Got to learn to stay away from that stuff. That's about all we're going to talk about here. Two main things is go watch that video, National Security Alert, 9/11 Pentagon Attack, on YouTube or on nwo3.com/blog, nwo3.com/blog. If you watch it there, you can actually catch the, you know, read my little article, watch the video, and I've got other videos there as well. And also, you can access the podcast from there too if you haven't subscribed yet. Anyway, check that out. Let me know what you think. Definitely get back in touch with us. You can contact us on the website, or you can contact me. I'll give you the email address. It's nworld03@gmail.com. Or you can call if you'd like and leave a voicemail. This is a Google voice number, so nobody answered this. And that number is 912-373-6543. I'd love to hear your comments on this. like I say, also the website is a blog. Go out there and leave a comment. There is a forum created. Doesn't really have any much activity yet, but please feel free to go out there and crank up something on the forum. Really would like to know your feedback and what you're thinking. If you have any proof of exactly that it did happen the way the government's saying, please provide that. I'm looking for that. I'm dying to find that. I wish somebody would please show me that so that somebody be more reassured in our government again. All right, guys, appreciate you joining in, and we'll catch you next week.